The Reservoir. Was there ever a book that was censored because it was a pack of lies? It will be the Eagle's Choice, his and his alone. What we say, what we read, and what we are will soon be what we were, and sold for scrap each superseded pylon here. As some brave admiral in former war, witnessing the decadence of an empire stuffed by the elevation of its fashionable minorities, tend your own garden. Spin the web that supports you out of your own innards. Shrouds fail to cope, banal signs inundate the web. Crowds hunger under a sobbing grey. She felt obliged to mask her joy. But then or now the tense changes, everything enlarges and becomes normal. Doris barges past the other barges. A strong breeze creates waves among the trees. Poplars bring the sea to the canal. A pram's on the loose, tall dead stalks cling on. Hardened nettles occupy the foreground, the middle ground. Cranes pose like herons, predatory, overlooking the reservoir. Up go the blocks, ever less distant. This is a horizontal stretch defined by the edge of that great grass-surrounded tank, its bank raised some 20 feet above the towpath. The drum sheds, it says, on the grey sheds on the other side. One whole tree has gone yellow below the pylons that lope across our straight lane for barges, and on over a chill prairie of nettles and docks punctuated by hawthorn or a teasel. Look how the lines are etched onto a dying day, the clouds bleeding into a soft whirlpool. Practice breathing through the nose during your constitutional.